All right, Shabbos, good evening. Let's begin. So I want to share with you really a very beautiful idea by the Rebbe. So remember, again, we're going to focus over here on the beginning of the parasha. So the Torah says, this is in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk is on the top. Vayitin liyad avadav eder eder levado. Yaakov Avinu goes ahead and places in the hands of his servants, eder eder levado, each flock by itself. Vayomer al avadav, he says to his servants, Ivru lefanai, verevach tasimu ben eder li eder. Yaakov Avinu says to his servants, go in front of me. Of course, again, remember, this is Yaakov Avinu delivering a matana to Esav, trying to appease Esav through matana. And Yaakov Avinu says, go ahead and take the flocks, but tasimu revach ben eder le eder. For revach tasimu, place a space in between each of the flocks. So again, Rashi HaKadosh says, what is Yaakov Avinu trying to accomplish? So on a very pashat level, Yaakov Avinu is trying to make the gift look even more, look even of greater number. So by going ahead and spacing out the flocks, so it looks like Mamish is like a whole caravan, there's a whole group of animals that are coming to Esav, even though Yaakov Avinu L'chatchil was sending him a lot of animals, but he made it look even more by creating this space amongst the different chalokim, the different eders, the different parts of the flock. So the Rebbe says something quite beautiful over here. And Rabbi Nachman writes, he says like this, V'revach tasimu, so he says quite beautifully, look at paragraph A. Thank you. It's perfect. He says, "Lepamim nispabel das adam b'shasi sura mitzar." So he says something quite beautiful. He says, "Sometimes nispabel das adam b'shasi sura mitzar," which means a person could become disoriented. Right? The person becoming disoriented. Nispabel hadas. A person can become disoriented during times of tzar, during times of suffering, during times of difficulty. Rachmana litzlan, v'nidmalo, kilu kol ha'olam nafal alav. And Abbas, you know, sometimes in times of suffering, a person feels like the sky is falling. A person feels mamish like everything is just falling apart. Uki'ilu, chas v'shalom kol atzaros niskabtsu uboy alav yachad. And he feels as if all the difficulties in the world, let's say I've all had these moments where, again, sometimes just through a confluence of events, I'm facing multiple crises, multiple challenges at once. And mamish, it feels like the heavens are falling on me. It literally looks like my life is simply imploding and that every single tsar is simply converging upon me at once. This is B'li Harchava Klal. We'll say B'li Harchava Klal literally means, Harchava will mean two things. Number one, With no break. Literally, harchava means like wideness or openness or space. So sometimes it feels like all the difficulties in life are coming down on my head, coming down on my shoulders. Bali harchava klal. So bali harchava klal means, again, number one, no space, no breathing room, just difficulty after difficulty, tzara after tzara. And bali harchava klal also means with no bracha. In other words, we'll say that sometimes the nature of suffering, the nature of difficulty is such that it blots out any of my brachas. You know, deep down, every single person knows that even in the midst of incredible suffering and incredible challenges, every person has brachas. Every person has brachas. The challenge of suffering is that at times, that when the suffering becomes so overwhelming, I lose sight of the brachas. I don't see it anymore. I don't see it anymore. I feel so stifled, so suffocated by all of the challenges, by all of the suffering, that at the end of the day, there's no space, there's no room to breathe, there's no respite from all of the tzar. And as a result, what happens? One's heart turns away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person can't call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. In other words, at a certain point in time, the suffering becomes so intense, and the suffering becomes so overwhelming, that it creates a barrier between myself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. I can't connect with God under these circumstances. I can't connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this current state. Literally, again, Nis'akim Libo means that my heart is like twisted away. My heart is removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happens? In Yochol Litzok, to the point, I can't daven. I can't even really connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a profound and meaningful way. Va'azai al yidezeh nisrabin alav hatzaros be'emes. And Abosai, when that happens, when the Jew can no longer talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a Jew can no longer connect to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when the tzaras are truly amplified. That's when there are real difficulties in life. The moment that I feel so overwhelmed that I can't talk to God, that I can't converse with God, that I can't connect with God, that's when the real tzaras in life really begin. Rachmana Litzlan, paragraph base. Ki kol ha-nimshach achar tzaro, ha-tzar nimshach achar. This is a very profound statement. Because whoever literally follows after his tzar follows after him. Which also means what? That if I allow my life to be defined by my challenges, I allow my life to be defined by my difficulties, then indeed something amazing happens, which is I'm in a constant state of tzar. In other words, if a person becomes fixated on their, what happens when a person's fixated on their problems? So amazing enough, what do they find? There's always a new problem. There's always something else. There's always some other issue. There's always some other challenge. So that's what the Rebbe is saying. Ki ala nimshach achar tzaro. If I'm fixated on my challenges, fixated on my tzar, hatzar nimshach acharav. The tzar ultimately finds me. I will say, now what does that mean? That if I'm fixated on my tzar, I have more tzaris? Probably not. It's the same tzaris. But like most things in life, it's a question of your orientation. If I'm oriented and fixated on the tzar and the difficulties and challenges of life, so bepashtos, that's what I see. I see the challenges. I see the difficulties. I feel overwhelmed by all the complexities of life. He goes, okay. Shavuot says, what the Rebbe is describing over here is a real challenge of the human condition. We all have difficulties. We all have suffering. We all face challenges. So the shayla in life is, how do we manage our challenges? So if a person allows, ultimately, again, sometimes a person in life could feel like my challenges are so overwhelming, they're bearing down upon me, I feel like I'm suffocating, I feel stifled, I can't breathe, b'li harvacha klal, there's no space, there's no room, I'm stifled by the difficulties and by the challenges. When a person allows themselves to be in that state, so what happens? Number one, I have difficulty relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if I feel so stifled, if I feel so overwhelmed, you know, I was mentioning this in last night in the Parsha Shir, that in order to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person needs a certain level of Yishuv Hadas, a person needs a certain level of inner quietude. If I'm in a state of inner turmoil, I can't talk to God, I can't connect with God, I'm too fatumult in order to be, I can't, it needs this level of inner quietude. So if a person just feels overwhelmed by their challenges, at the end of the day they have difficulty connecting with God. And if I have difficulty connecting with God, then what ends up happening? Ultimately, again, I stop talking to the Ribono Shel Olam. Person is Nimshach Achar Tzar, and then the more a person becomes fixated on their tzaris, the more tzaris they feel they have. Not because I actively have more tzaris, but because if that's my point of orientation, if that's my point of fixation, then by definition, I will focus on that more than anything else in life, and I will feel besieged by my tzaris. Therefore, again, Alkein, the Rebbe says, paragraph B, second line, Alkein, Tzrichin Lizor Ma'od Litein Revach Bedaito. So therefore, again, a person has to give himself space internally. Person has to create internal space for himself. What does that mean? Limtzo harchavos gam biso chatzaros biatzman. Ultimately, again, to give himself harchavos, we'll say, to give himself some inner quietude, to give himself some inner space, even when I'm in the midst of tzar, even when I'm in the midst of the tzaris. Ula havitoda v'hoda azeh b'choleis. And to find a way to give gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. What is the Rebbe saying? That even when I am in the midst of difficulties and challenges in life, I have to find a way to carve out a happy inner space. I have to find a way to not define myself by my suffering. I have to find a way to not define myself by my challenges, to not define myself by my difficulties. I have to create that revach. I have to create that inner space, I will say. Now, what goes into that inner space? He says, Ula habi told about da'azah b'cholis. They both say, so on one hand, what the Rebbe is saying is, La habi told about da'azah means, and this is a very high level, that a person is able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for his suffering. That a person is able to say, Ribono Shel Olam, Gam Zulutova, even these difficult circumstances that you have given me, I know some way, somehow, it's for the best. Some way, somehow, it's for good. And therefore what? And therefore I give you thanks. Therefore I give you hodah. I give you gratitude, ultimately, again, even for these difficult circumstances. Ki be'emes, b'chol tzara sheba olam, yesh b'socha archava. Because I'll say, in reality, within every single challenge in this world, there's rechava. There's also profit, right? Meaning there's something beneficial about it. There's no such thing as a challenge that doesn't have a benefit. Now, the reality is that sometimes the benefit of the challenge is recognized even during the challenge. Sometimes if we're facing challenging circumstances, but I know it's for good. I know it's for good. Other times, I'm facing challenging circumstances, and the truth is, I don't see the good in it. I don't see the good. I don't see the benefit. I don't see anything redeeming in it. But even if I don't see it, I have to believe it. I have to believe ultimately again that there's some good, there's some tov, even in the challenge. Bechinas, batzar chavli kenirli. Sheze bechinas verevach tasimu bein eder da eder. Hanaem arbi Yaakov avinu, shedarshu rabbesinu zechon levracha ala tzaros vahagolios. Sheki bein Yaakov litin revach bein hatzaros, paragraph D, vahagolios. So this is actually quite amazing. So the Rebbe here is making reference to the Medrash. The Medrash says the following. That when Yaakov Avinu said, the revach tasimu bein eder le'eder, what Yaakov Avinu was saying is, remember, he told his agent, told his messenger, place space between eder le'eder. Eder literally means a group, between one group of animals to the next. As we said before, the pashup shot, the simple meaning is, what is Yaakov Avinu doing? He wants the gift to look even bigger. What's the way to make the gift look even bigger? So spread out the line. So if Esav sees that for a mile long, there's animals coming his way, it amplifies the size and the magnitude of the gift. So revach tasimu bein eder le'eder, put space. The Medrash understands that Yaakov Avinu's statement is a metaphorical foreshadow for the difficulties and tzaras of Klal Yisrael. Listen to what the Medrash, I'm going to quote you the Medrash. Amar Yaakov Avinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Im Yavo'u Tzaros Al Banai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu says, if you're going to bring suffering upon my children, Lo Savi Lohem Ela Zeh Achar Zeh, Verevach Tassim Lohem Mitzaroseyem. If you're going to bring the suffering upon my children, Yaakov says, please don't bring them consecutively. Revach tasimu bein eder le'eder. Give them a space in between suffering, in between difficulty. Give them time to regroup. Give them time to go ahead and gather their strength back. Give them time to recover. So the Medrash says that's the pshat. Revach tasimu bein eder le'eder is a metaphoric foreshadow. The eder, the groups, represent the tzaros of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please put a space in between each revach, put a space in between each eder, in between each grouping of animals. But Rabbi Nachman takes this one step further. The Rebbe says, it's not just the space. You see, the Medrash understands that put a space in between each grouping of animals. Each group of animals represents one of the tzaras of class, one of the difficulties or challenging time periods of time. So Yaakov Avinu says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't constantly patch them. Give them a space in between one challenge and the next. Rabbi Nachman says it's something even deeper. Revach tasimu bin eder le'eder doesn't just mean space. Or I should say, it means space, but space for what? The Rabbi says, what do I do with the space? Yaakov Avinu says, the goal of the space is just like a chronological respite. It's just to give me time so I'm not constantly suffering. I'm not constantly overwhelmed that there's a time to catch my breath. Rabbi Nachman takes it a step further. And Rabbi Nachman says so beautifully that what it ultimately means is what? What it ultimately means is, revach tasimu, the revach, represents the ability to carve out some inner quietude. The inability to carve out some inner nachasurach. And how does a person do that? Number one, a person realizes that revach, there's something positive even in the tzaras. There's something positive even in my challenges. There's something positive ultimately, again, even in the difficult circumstances in life. If I'm able to carve out, if I'm able to figure out what the positive takeaway is in every single difficult situation, then what? Then ultimately, again, I don't lose my relationship with God even in the midst of tzaras. Number two, I don't define myself as a sufferer. I don't define my life by the tzaras through which I endure. So skip down a little bit to paragraph E. He says, Sheze ikar hatzara hakidola biyosu mikal tzaras atzman. Sheze bechinas beretzach batzmosai cherfuni sorai ba'amram alai kol hayom ayye elokecho. Uksiv, skip down a little bit, aval Yaakov Avinu himshich tikun zeh. Litin revach bin eder le'eder. Shafil beis hatzari. So Yaakov Avinu says, the goal in life is to place a space between one group of animals and the next, bin eder le'eder, shahilu be'isara, even in times of difficulty, chas v'shalom, yistaklu ala revach, Va'al harchava shehirchiv Hashem yisbarach imo adhinos. What's that? The Rebbe adds in something additional over here. See, what Rabbi Nachman is teaching us is the following. He's really picking up on the Medrash. And the Medrash understands that each group of animals represents a different period of challenges for Klal Yisrael. See, Yaakov Avinu says, place a distance between one group and the next. According to the Medrash, give us a chronological respite. Yibam Shalom, don't bring the suffering one after the other, but rather, again, give us time in between the challenging periods of existence. Rabbi Nachman takes that a step further. Rabbi says, no, what Yaakovinu is teaching us is that the goal is that even in the midst of suffering, a person has to put revach ben eder le'eder. What does revach ben eder le'eder? Find the inner quietude. Find the inner expansiveness. Even in the midst of suffering. How does one do that? By recognizing that even the most challenging of our circumstances, some way, somehow, is letova, is for good. And if I recognize that, if I believe that it's for good, even if I can't figure out what the good is, then I will say, what does that do? That allows me to maintain a healthy disposition, even in the midst of difficult, trying, or exceptionally challenging times. Because if you don't maintain a positive disposition in the midst of difficult or challenging times, then what happens? You begin to define yourself as the sufferer. You begin to define yourself as someone who is stricken with tzaras. You begin to define your entire existence by one big ball of suffering. Revach tasimu ben eder le'eder means the ability to have proper perspective even in the midst of suffering, by understanding that some way, somehow, the suffering, there's something beneficial in here. There's something positive in here. Ultimately, again, it will be gamzul tova. It will have some type of positive byproduct. But then the Rebbe just did something amazing. Right before paragraph F, he also says something else. Yistaklu ala revach. But say, this is amazing. So the Rebbe says, there's another piece. See, the challenge of suffering is, when a person is suffering, they define their lives by what's wrong. Right? I define my life by the challenge. And what do I lose perspective on? I lose perspective on all of the wonderful things I have. Because even if I have encountered challenge, there are still many, many other beautiful and good things happening in my life. So the Rebbe says that's also the pshat. The revach tasimu. What does revach mean? So we're defining revach ultimately again as space. Revach as expansiveness. Revach as creating the space for inner quietude. Revach as finding the good within the challenge. But the Rebbe says it means something else. Revach also means what? Revach also means profit. Right? Revach also means bracha. So the Rebbe says, the revach tasimu ben eder le'eder. That even when you're in the midst of your difficulties, challenges, and suffering, take a moment to reflect on your brachas. Take a moment to reflect on everything you have. Take a moment to reflect on those things that are going right. Because you see, I both say the great challenge ultimately of suffering, the great challenge of challenge, is that often we define our lives by all those things that are going wrong, and not by those things ultimately that we still have. It's true, when I'm in the midst of challenge, there may be certain things that are exceptionally broken, but there are still many wonderful things that are working just right, that are going just beautifully, that are unfolding just the way they should. The revach tasimu ben eder le'eder. When you find yourself confronted by challenge, focus on your brachas. Don't lose perspective on all the beautiful things you do have. Remember, you still have revach. Okay, not everything is perfect. You're having some difficulties, having some challenges, sometimes major challenges. But don't forget all the beautiful brachas. Va'ayidezeh. And if a person maintains this proper perspective, yuchal litzok la'ashem yisbarach, person will be able to continue to daven via nitzol gamer mikol atzaros bechassav in the flows of Yisbarach, and a person will be able to save himself from all the challenges. What do you mean to save himself from the challenges? We'll say, as we all know, you can't save yourself from challenges. Challenges are part of the fabric of the human condition. What I can save myself is from losing proper disposition. So we'll say, what comes out over here is Rabbi Nachman teaching us, I think, a dramatically amazing lesson from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's strategy to his messengers about spacing out the animals so as to make the gift look more abundant in the eyes of Esav was not just a strategy for dealing with Esav, it's a strategy for dealing with life. How, Rabbi say, do we deal with challenges? So let's first identify the challenge that comes up with dealing with turbulent life circumstances. So number one, I could just simply, sometimes suffering and difficulty and challenges eclipse all the brachos I have in life. Number two, I begin to define myself as a sufferer. Number three, because I lack the inner quietude, I have the inability ultimately to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a meaningful way. How do I remedy this? So Yaakov Avinu says, the answer is in the Pasuk. Verevach tasimu ben eder li eder. What does revach mean? Number one, says Rabbi Nachman, is recognize the good even in the suffering. Although sometimes when I suffer, I don't see any good, I don't see the bracha, I don't see the positive byproducts, I believe they're there. I believe maybe I'll see them in a little bit, maybe I'll never see them during this lifetime, maybe I'll only see them after I go to Shemayim, but I believe somehow that there is revach, that there's something positive, even in the most difficult of life circumstances. Number two, the revach tasimu ben eder le'eder, if you find yourself in the midst of crisis, the midst of difficulty, take a moment to reflect on what you do have instead of obsessing over what you don't. See, Rabbi says a klal gadol in life, that sometimes when we are in crisis, crisis overtakes everything. And understandably so, crisis overtakes everything to the point that it just eclipses any bracha. Sometimes, says Rabbi Nachman, that the way to deal with crisis, verevach tasimo ben eder le'eder, take stock of the revach you do have. Life, I will say, is a choice. People make a choice. I could focus on what I don't have, or I could celebrate what I do have. People who choose to focus on what they don't have, or what's not right in life, become miserable, difficult, suffering, and insufferable people. On the other hand, people who go ahead and recognize what they lack, recognize their challenges, try to remedy those challenges, but at the same time focus on what they do have, maintain a healthy disposition with themselves, with interpersonal relationships, and ultimately with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, says Rabbi Nachman, is the message here. Verevach tasimu ben eder le'eder. Eder, the suffering, comes, and the challenges come upon all of us. Our job is to maintain a healthy disposition. How? One word, revach. Try to believe in the good that'll come even in the most difficult of circumstances. And in those situations where I feel so afflicted by the challenges of life, try for a moment not to focus on the challenge, but try to focus on the brachas. And if I focus on the brachas and that reorients my vision, that reorients my outlook, ultimately, again, a person is able to maintain a healthy disposition, a healthy sense of self, and a simchas achayim, even in the most difficult of times. Shkoyach.
I feel like the last part, I mean, I don't know.